Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Jets linebacker Jordan Jenkins, who's nice enough after a defeat to spend some time with us here live on the set. Jordan, again, thanks for stopping by after a difficult game. Explain the slow start to us. Did you guys see that coming all week?
One of the biggest things that it's hard to accomplish in this league is to let last week go and everything you did last week go. So I guess maybe some guys might have still been on the highs of last week, and now we got to get past the lows of this week and quickly flush it out the way because we play again in 3 to 4 days.
You know, last year, if I were to describe the defense last year, I'd say a bunch of young guys running around not knowing what the hell they're doing. Mm-hmm. Describe your defense this year, because it certainly has changed.
This year on defense, we got a lot of guys who are they've made that next step in the offseason. They've developed into leaders, and we're a group of guys that trust one another and know that they don't have to worry about if their teammate's going to make this play. If I hold my edge, do I have to jump inside and make the play? We all trust that our teammate's going to make the play where it is, and just we do our jobs and wait for the plays to come to us. We don't try and make plays outside of the defense.
You made a play yourself, a big one there in the third quarter, of course. You chased down Tannehill, fumbled the football, and you were right there for the recovery. Unfortunately, though, I mean, you guys were probably still on the sideline celebrating that play, and then, boom, Darnold throws the interception right back out on the field. Talk about what kind of a momentum shift that is for yourself personally in the defense. You make a big play, but yet you're right back out on the field again.
That's definitely a big momentum change, but as a defense, we have to be prepared for that, and that's something you as in good defenses, they're prepared for sudden change, and they are prepared to keep people out of the end zone, and unfortunately, there's some times tonight where we didn't accomplish that, and we got to fix that moving forward.
I've characterized the defense a lot of times that there are times you can't see people out on the field. You're on the field, and it happens like this. All of a sudden, where'd that guy go? And today at the end of the game, one of those, Frank Gore happened. Frank Gore couldn't find Frank Gore, and he catches the ball, goes for 30 yards. How difficult is it when you're out there, when things are starting to change, where you have to improvise and adjust? What do you have to do to improvise and adjust to make the plays work?
Excuse me, I had a burp there. But when we make those game time checks and all and stuff like that, and the hardest thing is trying to get it communicated, because you might fix it in your position group, because we all were – there's position groups on the bench. You might get it fixed in your position group. And the hardest thing is to try and get that communicated to every guy while you're out there. Because you might have one guy who's thinking, we're still playing it the old way. And we just have to communicate more. And that's the biggest problem in defense in the league, is that when you make an adjustment, is making sure everyone's picked up on that adjustment and they know when that adjustment is made that it's new, it's different.
So, you're, in other words, if let's say there's you come out and they got three wide receivers. They go out and they separate, they shift, and then they go into motion. You can't cover that man-to-man, so you have to change to a zone or something.
Right.
And how do you communicate that with guys all over the field? How do you do that and everyone be on the same page?
In order to accomplish that, you got to get guys to echo the call and just you got to try to spread it along the defense. It's like a chain of command. You got to make sure that goes from the top level all the way down to the bottom level, and you got to get it across the defense.
And I have another one that it's hard. In other words, back in the old days, I played nickel and dime with Lance Smell. We didn't have guys coming in off the field. Now today, it's situation substitution. How difficult is that to be on the sideline, be ready on the sideline, all of a sudden, because the offense can make the move. You've got to react right to what the offense is doing, to get in and on the field and still have the ability to change or make the calls. Mm-hmm.
That's definitely something that's hard, because you're running, and half the time when you're coming in off the sideline, you're getting on the field, and within the next 5 seconds, the ball's about to be snapped. And it's hard for guys who are, like, when you're running on the field, there's other guys that are out there, and they're making their pre-snap adjustments and checks, and you're sitting there fighting today, what's the call? And that's the hardest thing on defense, is to try and get the call while you're running on field after an adjustment's been made on offense, because you don't have the time, and offenses know that.
So what you just said, I'm going to interpret, the offense cheats Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's something.
You're damn right they do.
Yeah, a lot of offenses, when they go hurry up, they know that the defense is not going to have enough time to get that call echoed out to everybody.
Coming from two defensive players up here, I wouldn't expect anything different from you guys, though. But now you have the game today. Didn't go the way that you wanted it to. And as you said, right back at it because you got a game on Thursday night. Do you like the fact that you have a game in a couple of days as opposed to stewing over this one for an entire week if it was going to be next Sunday?
Oh, I definitely, mentally, I definitely like it. Physically, you know, maybe not so much, but, it's good that, we can just get this out of our head tonight. Everybody can watch the film, see what they did wrong, see what they got to do better. And tomorrow, we got to flush it out because we're game planning for Cleveland and we got to show up.
I think the fans are curious. Like you said, you know, you're right back to work tonight. I mean, do you have film already to watch tonight? How does that work from a player standpoint? I mean, do you already get a head start on this thing tonight before getting to the facility on Monday?
I mean, you honestly have to because you don't have all the time in the world to watch film in the facility because you can't watch you have to watch the game film on your own tonight because you don't know if you're going to get to watch that film tomorrow morning when we meet up. And if you do, then you have less time to game plan for Cleveland. So it's like you have to go the extra mile and get the film time in on your own.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put him under the spotlight. I'm going to put the Bible under his hand and say, how many times are you held out there on the field?
I mean, I feel like I definitely was held on twice tonight coming around the corner. But, I mean, it's a thing where this is offensively. They're not going to call hold.
Go ahead, every play. Go ahead,
yeah,
say it,
every play.
It's unbelievable. The defense it's so hard, you know, whether it's defensive holding or pass interference, and the rules are made for the offense to play well. A lot of people say, how do you guys get tired in the fourth quarter? Is the defense tired in the fourth quarter when it comes down to really crunch time?
No, I mean, that's what we prepare for on some of these hot days in training camp. We prepare for when you're in the coaches will, there's some times in training camp where the coaches might leave a group out there, leave a certain guy or two out there so they can get used to playing when they're tired and to get that mentality that you got to make a play when you're tired because the other man is just as tired as you are.
I was asking some of the players last week leading up to this game, the fact that Tannehill is back this year for the Dolphins. Last year when you guys played him, it was Jay Cutler. Was there anything dramatically different having him under? So I know he's a little bit more mobile, of course,
yeah,
than Jay Cutler. But other than that, was there anything dramatically different between facing them with Tannehill versus Cutler last year?
Pretty much. It's Tannehill and his he's a little bit more of an athlete than Cutler. No disrespect to him, but Tannehill's just that different kind of guy.
I'll tell you one thing. Last year, you guys played hard and you played fast. But this year, you're playing hard, fast, and smart. You got a lot of things. There are mental errors you have out there that you always correct because things happen. But how would you rate your defense in terms of playing smart this year as opposed to last year?
I feel like we have played smarter this year. There's a lot of penalties that have happened last year that haven't necessarily came up as often this year. And guys just know the defense more, and they know their brother's responsibility more.
Jordan Jenkins, our guest here, wrapping it up with him after today's 20-12 defeat to the Miami Dolphins. So you alluded to it a little bit earlier. You think the physical recovery is going to be more difficult than mentally getting ready for a game in just 3 days here in Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, and that's just the way it is. I mean, it's easy to mentally everybody has their own ways to deal with the loss or deal with the win afterwards, and they can get over that quick. But physically, it's hard because some guys might not have.
Is it easier maybe to have the game on such a short turnaround earlier in the season when your body feels a little bit more fresh, as opposed to like if it was November and you were beat up from like already 10, 11, 12 weeks of football already?
Yeah, that's definitely dangerous.
Or when you're 23.
Yeah. I'm still young, so I can do it for a while, but it definitely helps doing this early versus, like you said, in November when you've already played 12, 13, or 10, however many games, and your body's already sore and everything, and that's just that leads to injury. So it's good to have it early.
Well, despite the fact you went to Georgia, you're okay in my book.
Go Dogs.
Things are going well for them on Saturdays, definitely. Jordan, again, we really appreciate you coming out after a loss. Not easy to do, but we thank you, as always, for stopping by. And best of luck on Thursday.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.